This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A doctor who evaluated the accused Boulder King Supers gunman told a jury Monday that he was sane on the day of the shooting. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
The 25-year-old man on trial right now for killing 10 people suffers from schizophrenia, but had the capacity to practice shooting and know right from wrong when he opened fire at the store. This according to Dr. Loandra Torres, who evaluated the man in the state mental health hospital.
He told us that he knew that his actions on the day of the offense were against the law. He knew that his behaviors weren't correct.
Defense attorneys have pointed out the doctor's opinion that the shooting likely would not have happened if the gunman didn't suffer from mental illness, though she still maintains he was sane. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
There's a plea deal for the owners of a Southern Colorado funeral home where decomposing bodies were found last year. Their trial was set to begin this month. CPR's Dan Boyce.
Return to Nature funeral home owners John and Carrie Halford originally pleaded not guilty. Prosecutors declined to answer questions about the change or the terms of a deal, but they told victims' families about it. Christina Page's son David was one of the deceased found at Return to Nature. She says the plea deal is for the Halfords to serve between 6 and 15 years in prison in their federal case.
I don't want to say any of us were surprised. It's not information that we really wanted to hear.
The couple is due in court for their change of plea hearing October 24th. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
This year's leaf peeping season should be a long one. That's according to Dan West with the Colorado State Forest Service.
So I anticipate that if you're even considering it, this is the year to grab your sweetie and go for a drive.
Aspens have begun changing color at higher elevations, and West says the trees could still be vibrant well into October. For this afternoon, it's a chance for thunderstorms along the Front Range and highs around Denver in the 80s. This is CPR News.